ever.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is another edition of Talking Sports with Randy Harris. The only problem is Randy's not here right now. He is up in New York on this Veterans Day. He is going to be covering UFC 205. He's been up there all week and checking out all the stuff that's been going on with this historic event in the MMA world and to some degree the sports world. We will have plenty to discuss regarding UFC 205 up at Madison Square Garden. But first off, let's go ahead and head immediately out to the phone lines because we have our bi-weekly interview with the one and only Steve Savanu from Audio Technica. Steve, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, and how are you?
I'm doing amazing. I am loving life on this Veterans Day. I want to thank all the veterans out there listening, of course, but we have some other stuff to get to. We have the ATH-ANC33IS.
Right. This is our Quiet Point noise-canceling in-ear headset, and this is the one that I have to admit, this is the one that I use when I travel, and I travel quite a bit. It is an in-ear design. So it's comfortable. I wear it all the time on a plane. And it's got our ANC circuitry that delivers an exceptionally pure audio signal in noise-canceling mode. One of the things when you get into a noise-canceling headset is some people say, well, when I engage the noise-canceling, my audio doesn't sound as good. And in our case, our ANC circuitry gives us great audio as well as cancels up to 90% of background noise. And that's, you know, that's that drone of an airplane when you're flying across country.
Yeah, I know Randy does the same thing. He's traveling all the time and definitely has to deal with not only the noise of the plane itself, but fellow passengers, I'll put it that way, as well. One of the things that he always talks about, too, of course, if you can't operate, decorate, you're operating well, but let's talk about being able to decorate, too.
Well, you know, it's funny. This is kind of like the Henry Ford of headphones. It comes in one color, and that's basic black. Because
that
it is
goes
a noise
with everything.
Yeah, it goes with everything because it is a noise-canceling headset. We don't necessarily offer it all the different colors that we do in some of our sports headphones and some of our fashion headphones, but we're really putting it into the performance of the noise-canceling and the quality of the audio in the headset. The other cool thing about this is it does have a control module that gives you an on-off switch, volume control. It clips to your clothing, and it has an inline microphone and controller for answering calls and controlling your music. So if you're using it with a smartphone in a non-airplane activity, obviously, you can answer calls right from the headset.
That's always handy, especially nowadays. Everybody's on the go and always doing stuff. You're never only doing whatever it is you're doing. Everybody's multitasking. One of the things you already brought up was the comfort. How do you guys ensure that everybody can be able to use your products, especially an in-ear product like this ANC33IS, and make sure that it fits just right?
Well, we do two things. One, we give you three sets of interchangeable earpieces, small, medium, and large. And what we found out is people's ears are different sizes. So you might wear a small in your left ear and a medium in your right ear. The other thing that we provide that I use is the Comply foam tips. And the Comply foam tips, you basically roll them, you know, put them on the headset, roll the earpiece between your fingers so it compresses, and then when you put them in your ears, the Comply foam expands and seals the ear canal for a comfortable but outstanding noise isolation seal. And I use the Comply foam tips when I fly with these guys.
Definitely comfort is a huge thing, especially if you're in the air, you're in a plane for multiple hours at a time. If somebody is not able to win our giveaway, which we will be doing at 11:59 tonight through our website, knockoutradio.com, how can somebody go out and purchase the ATH-ANC33IS?
Well, you can find out more information about these on our website at www.audio-technica.com. And I think they're available in major retailers across the country. And I want to see if they're available. Yep, they're available through major retailers throughout the country. You go to our website. There's a little box that says where to buy. Enter in your zip code, and it will give you a list of retailers that carry the product. Now, we are getting into the holiday season, so even though the retailer may carry the product, they may not have it in stock.
That's a good point. Got to make sure that you're either on top of things and getting your presents early and ordering through audio-technica.com early, or anybody can also enter to win our free one that we will be giving away again 11:59 tonight. Steve, as always, hope you have a great rest of your Veterans Day, and we will talk to you in about 2 weeks.
And a shout out to all the vets from everyone here up in Stowe, Ohio. Thank you so much for your service.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Steve. Steve Savanu, everybody. And that is the ATH-ANC33IS Quiet Point Noise Canceling In-Ear Headphones. I use those as well. Actually, I have a pair that fit very nicely. Not only good for being in a travel situation, but I actually sometimes will use them when I'm in the gym. So that way I don't have to be a social butterfly. I can just say I didn't hear somebody because I have my noise canceling headphones in. So moving right along from that, we have plenty of stuff to get to. As I mentioned earlier, Randy, up in New York City. I don't know if you watch daytime TV, but I know he's been talking about being on the Live with Kelly show for the last couple tapings, the last 2 days. Saw some pretty interesting people up there. He saw A-Rod, got a signed ball from Alex Rodriguez, and that I'm not going to lie, regardless of what you think of the person, Alex Rodriguez, as a player, just he's awesome at what he does now. He's really, really good in his job with, I think it's Fox Sports, doing the analysis with the MLB guys over there. But not going to lie, that's pretty cool to get a signed ball from Alex Rodriguez. Let's bring it back home. Hopefully we'll be able to get Randy away from all the hustle and bustle of New York City to call in and talk about a lot of the news that's come out in the last couple days. UFC 205 for so long has been built up as one of the best cards that we were planning on seeing, and have had some changes not only in the last week, but within the last couple of hours, losing a fight there. So hopefully we will be able to get Randy to call in and talk about that. If not, I'll go ahead and drone on. But first, let's go ahead and talk about the Bucks. They have the Chicago Bears coming up, and it is going to be a big game. I think that this is one of those sort of sneaky important games where it's almost a must-win situation, in my opinion. Definitely like to get Ed's opinion and anybody else that wants to chime in, 866-1013-40. That's 866-826-1340. But obviously coming off the not-so-awesome loss to the Falcons last week, that's the first loss that they've had in the NFC South, having the Bears come in on Sunday and you look at their schedule, the way it's gone. They are 3-5 right now, and they can't get further into the hole. I don't see them really recovering much if they go further in the hole. If they go to 3-6, at least 4-5, you're within striking distance of at least maintaining, hopefully, at least a .500 season. And you talk about the expectations going back to the beginning of the season. I think everybody had very high expectations. And then especially after week one, you go to Atlanta. You get the 31-24 win up there. And you have that high note to go from. And then you start talking about the myriad of injuries that have happened, and you're losing Vincent Jackson. You have Doug Martin out for a significant portion of the season. You have Mike Evans, who, even though he was hurt late in the game last week, you had the questions of how he was going to be doing because of the concussion protocol. So you have the revolving door in the backfield. And who knows when we'll be able to have some sort of stability back there. So I think this is a crucial game this Sunday. Ed, what are your thoughts on the Bears coming to town? Good talk.
What's that? I was loading something, huh?
No worries. You have the Bears coming to town. In my opinion, I think it's a must-win game for the Bucks right now. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes.
All right. Cool.
Of course it is. They haven't won at home in how long? Jeez. They have to win at home. They have to win at home. This is a team that it's what are the Bears? 1-6? 2-6? What are they? And
find it out right now.
You know, they can't figure out a quarterback, so Jay Cutler. But you know,
yeah, they're 2-6.
You know.
Last in the NFC North.
Yeah. But so you're at home, which nowadays doesn't mean anything as far as the Bucks goes. But exactly. You know what? I understand that they're going through running backs like water. Doug Martin could be back.
Fingers crossed.
You know, and the fact that he lost Vincent Jackson. Mike Evans, he's a really good player, but then he drops the ball a lot, keeping himself from being a great player.
Well, he's leading the league in touchdowns.
Yeah, he drops a few, too. And individual stats don't get you anywhere. The offensive line is I think, probably the best part of the offense right now. And Jameis is doing as good as he can with what he's got.
Sure.
I mean, he can't be Peyton Manning. He was never drafted to be Peyton Manning. So, I don't know about you, but me, the biggest disappointment is the defense. Where is Gerald McCoy? You know, why does he keep waiting for the Bucks to put another guy there so that he can be great? He keeps talking about how Warren Sapp was great, but, you know, I'd like to be in that mold. You know what? Warren Sapp made other people great. He didn't wait for people to make him great. You know, yeah. Warren Sapp got double teamed. That's why Simeon Rice and Greg Spiers got sacks and stuff. He didn't wait for that. And this was Gerald McCoy's just kind of like, oh, well, you know, go get double teamed, you know. But why isn't anybody else getting anything? So,
yeah.
You know, and then Levante David, because they changed the defense, you know, he's been, you know, kind of null and void. And the secondary is just awful. So I'd hate to have to play the Atlanta Falcons again. But good thing we don't have to. I told Randy, I said, I bet they drop another 50 burger on them. They came close. But, you know, to me, the biggest disappointment is defense. And they just, and it's been that way for years now, they just don't have the horses, period.
Now, is it unfair because we tend to compare them to past defenses and how good the Tampa Bay defense was in the early 2000s?
No, I'd like to compare them to an average defense. What are they giving up, 400-500 yards a game, 40, 50 points, 30, 40 points here, 30, 40 points there? I'm not comparing them with the defense of old. No way, you can't do that. I just like to compare them with an average defense that's only giving up 20, 25 points a game. But they're just giving up chunks and chunks of yardage.
The good thing is, coming into this game, the Bears average 16.4 points a game, which is 31st. So that I guess helps out some. They are 15th in the league in yards with 355. So it's one of those things where, in this case, that certainly helps out. It's less the Buccaneers hopefully being able to play up to a certain level. It's more banking on the Bears playing at the same level they have been. So if they happen to come in and they have a good game and they put stuff together that they previously haven't, then you're kind of hosed, and you're kind of relying on them to basically play below par. But it's definitely something where we've dealt with the next man up mentality for so long because of these injuries on offense. You have to move on from that. You have to get to the point where it's like, okay, it's not next man up. It is everybody up right now at the same time. You can't rely on one or two playmakers to show up. This is an all hands on deck thing right now. So we'll see how it goes. They are 3-5 right now. Hopefully they will be 4-5 by the end of this weekend. But we do have to go ahead and hit this first break of the afternoon on this Veterans Day. Want to thank all the veterans out there for serving, both past and present. Make sure that while you're out there, if you see a vet, if you happen to notice that somebody's wearing a Vietnam hat or a Korea hat, Operation Enduring Freedom, anything like that, make sure you go up to them, shake their hand, say thank you. It definitely means the world to know that veterans are appreciated, not only on Veterans Day, but every day. So with that said, one segment down, and we'll hit this break. This is Talking Sports.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Every single time I'm dancing. Speaking of fireball, we have Chris Archer. He tends to be a fireballer from time to time. I understand that this is a very, very early time to be talking about trade rumors. But it is the offseason, so I'm sure that there's a lot of craziness going on early. I do want to mention that Archer might be the target of a trade, potentially with the Braves. It looks like they have shown some interest in maybe trying to pick up Archer as their ace, put him at the front end of their rotation. The Braves have already made some moves. I saw this, and I had to laugh to myself just a tad because on the Wednesday morning show, we talked about the Silver Sneaker program recently and how the elderly are able to get a gym membership because they are of a certain age. I'll put it that way. But the bottom line is the Silver Sneaker program looks like the Braves are getting in on that as well, because over the last 2 days, they have signed 42-year-old R.A. Dickey, the knuckleballer, who's 42 years old, signed him to a one-year deal. And then earlier today, they signed Bartolo Colon, the one and only Bartolo Colon, to a one-year deal as well. And I saw that, and I had to laugh, because you talk about guys who you wouldn't necessarily – I understand that as a knuckleballer – R.A. Dickey has a little bit more length to his career. He'll be able to last a little bit longer. He doesn't have that same stress on his arm that he has to deal with, that everybody as a pitcher in the majors has to deal with. But signing him to the one-year contract and then following that up right away with Bartolo Colon, who of late has just had a boost in popularity. I think the home run, his first home run of his umpteen thousand year career, definitely raised his stock a little bit, because I'd say that his stats as a pitcher nowadays are a little bit off. But you look over his 19-year career, he is 232 and 162. Pretty impressive, not going to lie. I mean, I don't know if he's going to have a 10-win season next season. If he does, if he has an 11-win season next year with the Braves, he will be tied for second all-time in wins for Latin-born pitchers with Juan Marichal. And then he would just need two more to be tied for first with Dennis Martinez from Nicaragua at 245. So, obviously, there is credit that needs to be given to him over that amount of time. He's been a solid pitcher. It was pretty impressive what he did last season. He was actually 15-8 with a 3.43 ERA. So he might still have a little bit of magic left in that arm of his. And it's I still have to believe, though, that his first career home run in May of this year against James Shields in San Diego. Not only that, it was at Petco Park, which is not exactly an easy place to hit a home run. That is definitely a pitcher's park, and that was his first home run. That was pretty impressive. He has the most wins of any Mets pitcher since the beginning of the 2014 season. He spent the last couple of years up in New York. So he had 44. But again, I have to think that he's got to be at the end. I would be very surprised nowadays, the way pitchers are used, to nowadays see somebody possibly get up towards that 50-year mark as a pitcher. I wouldn't exactly say he's kept the best care of his body. A little bit portly. Just saying. But apparently it's working. Apparently it's working. But definitely going to be interesting to see if the Braves do try to pursue something to get Archer from St. Pete up to Atlanta. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Again, early trade rumors. I've also seen something about potentially the LA Dodgers making a bid for Evan Longoria. And I'll throw this out to Ed. I'll throw this out to the rest of the Randy regime out there. 866-1013-40. Is now a good time to try to get something for Evan Longoria? Is he the player of the franchise where you're going to try to use up the rest of this six-year contract and then re-sign him? Put all your chips into the Evan Longoria basket at the end of this contract, or go ahead, try to get something as much as you can for him now, and move on from there. Ed?
Oh, difficult question, because, you know, no matter what we talk about, there's always, with the Rays, there's always going to be this stadium thing in the hanging in the balance, and the attendance figures, and how bad is it really going to get if they... What if they do decide to trade away Longoria, the guy who's been the face of your franchise for how long?
To the fan base.
To the fan base, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What does that do to the fan base? Because they have to be the ones that show up and fill that stadium.
Well, I wouldn't call it filling it up, but yeah, they are a couple of live bodies in the seats there. But, you know, he's just another guy that's just, I think... A good player on a bad baseball team. I don't think he is what he was. You know, I just think he's dropped off.
Year last year.
Well, I know that, but they were really bad. I mean, they were really bad. So, if something came up, but here's the thing. I don't care what comes up, you know, Wegs, but... The Rays are not going to pay any high price for... They're not going to get some superstar pitcher that costs $12, $15, $20 million a year. They're just not going to do that. You know, the thing that's going to aggravate people is if they take Longoria and they trade him for a couple of guys coming up in the minors and whatnot, no names, and that's when people get irritated, because you've taken the face of the franchise... And you basically sold it off for a discounted price. And, you know, then you're crying poor mouth. And you're putting a bunch of guys in and saying, oh, we're going to groom it. And then we're going to groom them. And then halfway through the year, you know, when they're 25 games under 500, oh, well, you know, next year's going to be great. You know, I think Rays fans are tired of next year.
Yeah.
You know,
that's so many times.
So that's difficult. I think if he's at a price you can afford, I think you keep him. But, you know, Archer, I'm not sure that his head's screwed on right. Kiermaier, he's got to stay healthy.
He's got to stay healthy, but I also hope, because he's a young guy, and I hope that he keeps his head on right as well.
Mm-hmm.
You say that with Archer, but I hope that... he does that as well, because you talk about this second gold glove that he won this last week. It was announced that he defended his gold glove. And I don't know if you saw what his reply was when he was asked about the gold glove. And he was saying that, I honestly think that I'm the best center fielder in baseball, and I don't think it's close.
No.
He's saying stuff like that, and it's like, okay, you might want to pull it back just a tad. I understand you want to feel... You want to think and believe that you are the best. But if you start to say it, it's when you start to say it where you start to believe your own hype. And if you get too far out within that happy medium of don't get too low, don't get too high mentality, once you start to push past that, then you could potentially get to the point where you start to lose that humility, but you also start to lose that drive too. I think that changed your mentality, especially not only on the field, but in the clubhouse as well.
Yeah, and the other part of this whole equation, too, is who's going to run the team? I mean, there's so many times, that I just saw that team just quit. I mean, so many times they just quit. Mm-hmm. And to me, that falls on the skipper. If they can't get them to play, sorry, you got to make a change. I don't know who's going to be out there, but you just can't have guys just lollipopping around out there, and it's a cancer. It'll spread in the clubhouse, and if they don't take care of it, then they're constantly going to be saying, "Oh, wait till next year. Or hopefully, we'll get a stadium, and we'll be able to afford bigger name players." You know, it's a lot of ifs. You know, so I think there's a lot of questions. Probably one of the worst years going into the offseason as far as questions goes with the Rays, and it starts right at the top.
Yeah, definitely a top-down mentality. They lollygagged the ball around the infield. They lollygagged their way down to first. They lollygag in and out of the dugout. So, obviously, that makes them... That's right, lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. Well, I call it lollipop. I just call it a lollipop when you get out there and just do a lollipop. You know, just kind of on a sunny, breezy day, just, kind of get down to first base. How are you? And so.
But you know the movie reference I just made, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I would like to see more. I mean, you saw Madden do it. He's pulled players out for doing that.
And, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, and shows that he's got control of the clubhouse, you know. I mean,
good
you know.
Fire too,
right? Yeah. You don't see Longoria doing it, and some of the upper echelon players. But when you see these other guys doing it, and then nothing, there are no consequences. Come on.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. It's like okay, well, and that's sort of the believe your own hype thing. They feel okay, they potentially are a journeyman minor leaguer. They've been there, and then it's like, oh, I made it to the show. I made it. Now I don't have to push anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like once you get there, no, that is when the work starts. Once you get promoted, that is when you have to start really paying attention to what you're doing, and everybody sees it at that level. The microscope is always on everybody on the field because then we start to talk about this, and this is an issue, especially if we see this as a habitual thing, not just one person, but if multiple people on the team feel that same way because the skipper doesn't have that sort of control, as you said, that Madden does and did while he was here. You get into the culture of the clubhouse, and as you said, yep, you got to make a change. You have to be able to say, okay, you have to cut the head off of the snake at the top, and then you have to rebuild your staff. And we've seen that now, though. We lose Madden, we bring in somebody else, and then before Madden, though, it was the constant turnover, not only of players to some extent, but of the managers. We ran through a couple of them, and that continuity just was not there. And so it's trying to find lightning in a bottle and getting somebody like Madden back, not necessarily in the way he manages a team, but the quality of his ability to handle things. That said, we are over our break. We need to go ahead and hit it. One half down, one half to go. Again, thank you to all the veterans. This is Veterans Day 2016. Go out, thank a veteran. Veterans, go out, get your free food. And make sure you keep it tuned here, though. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guests on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Glory days. Haven't even heard that song in forever. Certainly no glory days for the Browns this season. I don't know if you watched that Thursday night game, but that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad. Used three quarterbacks. Nothing going right. Even with a lead after the half, 7-6 lead after the half. Lose 28-7. That was abysmal.
Isn't it amazing Josh McCown plays just well enough to get you beat? He looks like he's setting the world on fire, And he throws a crucial interception here, an interception there. And he cries at the press conference.
Awful. Awful. Just they're 0-10 this season, and they have set a new low. They are 0-10 for the first time since they've been in the league, which was 1950. For the Browns, that's saying something.
And their all-time average has now dropped below 500.
Sort of. They're 461, 461, and 10. So, yeah, they're right there. And
you know who the last starting quarterback to win was? I'll give
honestly,
you a hint.
They've gone through so many. It's
I'll
hard.
Give
it's
you really a hint. Deep. He's not in the league, and he's a party animal.
Johnny Manziel?
Yes.
What?
Last quarterback to win a game for the Cleveland Browns.
Wow. I mean,
somewhere somewhere Manziel's going, I told you I was good.
He should have kept me. Should have kept paying me.
We'd had two wins.
Hey, that honestly, again, for the Browns, that is saying something. That's just awful, though. But let's talk about something that's a little bit more uplifting. Let's talk about the Lightning. They have been doing very well. They had a skid on their road trip where they lost three games in a row. However, they have come back. They are doing well. They beat the Islanders soundly. Again, they played them in New York. They played them at the Barclays Center and beat them 6-1. And then last night, they beat them 4-1. So in a span of, what, a week and a half, they played them twice and outscored them 10-2. So obviously the Islanders, nobody to worry about. In general, though, it's been, I would say, a decent season. It's been up and down and definitely gets your heart going a little bit. I was at the Boston game last Thursday. Loved that. That was great. Then they played Saturday. They hosted the Devils, 1-4-1. Kind of a disappointing loss on Monday. Lost to the Florida Panthers at Florida Panthers, 3-1. So that was definitely not something you really expect nowadays. I mean, the Lightning have pretty much had the Panthers number. So can't win them all, though. They did beat the Islanders last night. And then tomorrow they play the Sharks. I will be at that game. Very much looking forward to that game. Should be pretty exciting. Let me see if I can pull up a little bit of info on the Sharks. Because honestly, I'm not entirely sure how they're doing. Let's see. Their leading scorer looks to be Joe Pavelski. Yeah, Joe Pavelski. As long as you can keep him under wraps, I mean, nobody else has really had the same sort of output, really. He has 14 points. Joe Thornton does have 11 points. He has 9 assists on the season, so he's been pretty solid. And then Burns, one of their defenders, has 13 points. So, but you've had a lot of production out of multiple guys for the Lightning. Vasilevsky, he had a little bit of a sticking point on the road, but he had the win last night. He's done well this season. Ben Bishop, it's been touch and go, especially early on in the games, but as he warms up, he definitely gets better. But Nikita Kucherov, we got to talk about him because last week he was the NHL's top performer, and he led the three stars of the week. I think it was 13 points. He had 7 points, 3 goals, 4 assists in 3 contests. It was just an amazing game. He really went all out against the Islanders up in New York. He was 2 goals, 2 assists in that one. But he's been on fire, and so obviously this is one of the guys that you're trying to keep healthy, and Stamkos has been up there. He's been performing as well. Braden Point, I think that he is, over the long term, going to be somebody that we need to keep an eye on. I think that even though he only recently got his first goal of his very young career, he will have plenty more to come. The Lightning have been sending Corey Konecker up and back from Syracuse to the Lightning to here, back to Syracuse. So we'll see if anything develops with him, how he's doing. The Crunch up in Syracuse have been doing fairly well. I believe they're second in the league right now. So they've been doing well. They get the performance out of the young guys, bring somebody like Conacher back up. And I do want to throw out a little piece of trivia for Ed. Now, this is actually Corey Conacher's second time with the Lightning. Did you know that? Yes. No. Maybe. Possibly. Well, it is. I'm telling you. So we actually trading him away to a different team. And we got a very big part of the Lightning. He's been a producer for, I guess that was 3 years ago now. And so I want to throw it out to Ed, or hell, anybody that wants to chime in, I'll throw out a, let's do a giveaway. You know what? Even though Randy's not in town, I'm going to take over control and we'll head into this break. It is about 13 minutes till the top of the hour. So we have to hit a break, but I'll throw this little bit of trivia out there. You have to go to knockoutradio.com and send in through the contact page who the Lightning got in exchange for Corey Conacher when they traded him as a rookie. He was a rookie at the time. They traded him. Who did we get with that trade? I guess 3 years ago now. So, winner will get chef-inspired popcorn. That's what we'll do. So go ahead, email us through knockoutradio.com. Let us know. Just put in the line trade, Lightning trade. And let us know. First person to do it will be entered to win. And hell, if I'm lucky enough, I might be able to talk Randy into doing multiple. So do that real quick. We will hit this last break of this Veterans Day episode. You are listening to Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite Suite number 8. Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One thing I want to hit in this last segment, we only have about 8 or 9 minutes left in the show, but before I run out of time, I do want to, again, throw out a special shout-out to all of our veterans, my brothers and sisters in arms over the years. I loved my time in. I know Randy had a good time while he was in, and it was a great experience. Met a lot of great people. One of those great people that I met is a very close friend of mine, Richard Daniel. He also not only served in the Air Force, but now he has gone on to become a little bit of an actor. And if you're in New York or L.A. and you're not doing anything this weekend, the next movie that he is in is actually releasing there this weekend. And if you get a chance, once it does release nationwide, go see Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. It is a veterans-based movie about a soldier, Billy Lynn, who goes out and comes back. He is remembered and honored for his time out in Afghanistan during a football game. And it tells the entire story of the situation. But this is Joe Alwyn's film debut. He is the main character as Billy Lynn. But also you're looking at Vin Diesel, Steve Martin, Chris Tucker, Kristen Stewart. They're all in this movie as well. So definitely some big names, along with my buddy who plays Major Mac. So look out for Major Mac. Sergeant Daniel, he was my supervisor when I was in for some time, and one of my dear friends. So please go out and support him and the rest of the veterans, not only today, but every day as well. So with that said, I do also want to point out that there is a very, very massively important football game this weekend, and actually in about 6 hours. You want to make sure that you are watching Team USA, the men's national team, playing against Mexico. It is a huge game up in Columbus, Ohio. It's in the grand scheme of things, obviously, this is us versus them. Mexico has always been a very tough opponent for us in soccer. And for the longest time, they really had our number. But whenever Mexico comes up north and plays the U.S. in Columbus, for the last 4 times, the U.S. has won 2-0. So, with that said, 2-0 is a chant. I mean, it's gotten to the point where Team USA fans start this chant, 2-0. And it gets under the Mexico fans' skin a little bit, and it's that rivalry, a very big rivalry. That's going to be a great game to watch. Kickoff is at 7:45, so make sure that you're around for that. Again, a very patriotic day to be able to follow these sporting events, and any time Team USA is getting together, I'm definitely watching it. Now, last 5 minutes, obviously, the reason why you've been listening to me drone on for the last 55 minutes, Randy, up in New York for UFC 205, billed as one of, if not the biggest, named card ever in UFC history. It's got anybody and everybody you can think of. Eddie Alvarez versus Conor McGregor in the lightweight championship main event. Tyron Woodley, Stephen Thompson in the welterweight championship co-main event. You have the women's strawweight championship on the line. Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Karolina Kowalkiewicz. That's going to be a huge fight. The two poles fighting it out. Chris Weidman, Yoel Romero, Misha Tate, Raquel Pennington. There was actually another fight, and this is some of the news I was hinting at earlier. Another fight that was supposed to be on the main card. That was Kelvin Gastelum versus Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Promised to be a good fight because, obviously, if you have a fight with Donald Cerrone in it, it's going to be exciting. Those last three fights have all been performances of the night. Kelvin Gastelum has missed weight once again. Now, he is not the only one to have missed weight. The Jim Miller versus Thiago Alves fight, which is all the way at the beginning in the UFC Fight Pass card prelims, Jim Miller missed weight by over 6.5 pounds, which in the MMA world is monumental. That's a lot of weight to miss weight by. But they're still fighting, and he has to give 20% of his purse to Thiago. Now, that goes to show you how far off Kelvin Gastelum was. He's just got to fight at a different weight. He has shown time and time again that he physically cannot make 170 at all. So why try anymore? He just has to keep on. I don't even know what he's doing. I don't even think he's attempting to make weight, it seems like. It's been that bad. But that fight was completely removed from the card. We have Frankie Edgar versus Jeremy Stevens on the prelim main event. Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Michael Johnson. That should be an exciting fight. I think that's going to be, that potentially can be one of the performance of the night fights. I think actually the majority of these fights have that ability. It's that type of card. Rafael Nadal versus Tim Boach. We had Tim Boach on this week's Knockout Radio. You can check that out on SoundCloud and iTunes. Vincent Luque versus Bilal Muhammad. Liz Carmouche, we also had on this week's Knockout Radio versus Katlyn Chookagian. Yeah, Chookagian. I tried. Anyway, you have to find somewhere to watch this because we have had so many big names on this card that have made it all the way. We've seen the majority of these fights for 2 months now, 6 weeks, roughly. And at some point in time, you usually see the injury bug just rear up and it will destroy a card. But we've actually been able to have the majority of all these fights. The only other fight that was removed was actually the Tim Kennedy versus Rashad Evans fight earlier in the week, because Rashad did not get approved because of an MRI that the Athletic Commission didn't think allowed him to fight. That has been rebooked for UFC 206. But on this Veterans Day, I want to thank everybody for listening in. Thank you very much to all the veterans. You can make sure you go out, get your free food. Everybody support the veterans. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Knockout Radio. Follow me at KO Wegs. Go to knockoutradio.com. Tell me who Corey Conacher was sent away for, was traded for. And we will talk to you next week. Hope everybody has a great week. You've been listening to Talking Sports. Take care, everyone.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Honoring those who serve.